A reading from the book of Hosea. The Lord says this concerning Israel, his people. I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak tenderly to her. There she shall respond as in the days of her youth, as at the time when she came out of the land of Egypt. I will take you for my wife forever. I will take you for my wife in righteousness and in justice, in steadfast love and in mercy. I will take you for my wife in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. We do not need, as some do, letters of recommendation to you or from you, do we? You yourselves are your letter, written on our hearts, to be known and read by all. And you show that you are a letter of Christ, prepared for us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. Such is the confidence that we have through Christ towards God. Not that we are competent of ourselves to claim anything as coming from us. Our competence is from God, who has made us competent to be ministers of a new covenant, not of letter, but of spirit. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The disciples of John the Baptist and the disciples of the Pharisees were accustomed to fast. People came to Jesus and they asked, "Why do John's disciples fast and the Pharisees' disciples fast and your disciples do not?" Jesus said to them, "How can the guests at the wedding feast fast as long as the bridegroom is with them? As long as the bridegroom is there, they cannot fast. But the day will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and on that day they will fast. No one takes a new piece of cloth and sews it on an old coat, for fear that the new piece will pull away and the tear will be even greater. No one takes new wine and pours it into old wineskins, for the wineskins will burst and both the wine and the skins will be lost. No, I tell you, new wine belongs in new skins." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Urban planners, architects, developers are incredibly important people, for they create the containers in which human life occurs. Those spaces that we live in have a great deal to do with who we are, the way we live, how we relate. Spaces, in a sense, create communities. Sometimes efficiencies are not the most important thing. If community is to be created, sometimes it's a very inefficient way in which that happens. Jesus talks about containers today. He talks about wineskins. He says you can't put the new fermenting wine into the old skins. That is not an appropriate container. The container will burst. And then the skin is lost and the new vintage is lost as well. Sometimes we try to put what is new in what is familiar. We stand on the very edge of the season of Lent. This Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. And we look toward this journey, this spiritual journey, this 40 days journey, as inviting something new in our lives. And if something new is going to come, then perhaps the container needs to be new as well. the willingness to take a risk and to be in a different place, to be in a different space, may be very necessary for whatever it is new that God wishes to bring. And so one says, well, I'm just an ordinary person. I'm not all that creative. Well, God doesn't ask me to be creative. He asks me to allow Him to be creative. There's a story told early in the 20th century after the First World War, 1920. There were a group of people gathered in a concert hall. It was New York City. The lights went down. People rustled in their places. One woman was in great consternation because she couldn't find her 6-year-old. The curtain parted and the lights went up, and horror of horrors, there was the 6-year-old. He was seated at the concert piano. There were gasps in the audience as this child with one finger began playing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. From the left of the stage, the concert pianist walked on. And he walked up behind that little child, and the little child looked at him, and fear was all over this kid's face. The concert pianist bent down and whispered into the child's ear, "Don't stop, keep playing." And the child did. And he, with his left hand, began to play an improvisation, a bass improvisation to Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And he kept encouraging the student, the young person, "Don't stop, keep playing." And then he wrapped his other arm around the child and with his right hand began to improvise a treble accompaniment. And what emerged was a magnificent piece of music based upon something very simple. A 6-year-old child playing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. This concert pianist died in 1941. Had a tremendous history as being probably one of the great performers of Chopin, and for a while was actually the prime minister of his home country, Poland. And in 1941 in New York, when Paderewski died, there were people who came to that funeral who remembered most clearly the day he and a 6-year-old played Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. It's all the kid had. But he listened, and he accepted the injunction. Don't stop. Don't quit. Keep playing. And I would suggest to you that that's the invitation for the season of Lent. Don't worry about what God, the concert pianist, is going to do. That's not my job or your job. Our job is to very honestly take all that we have, all that we are, and to work with that. As simple, as unadorned, as unimportant as it may seem, and allow someone else to play the bass part or the treble part and turn what is very simple into something magnificent. That's creating a container for the new wine to be poured in. It's creating the opportunity for God to touch our lives.